Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is Minister Sadie Elliott. Welcome to the line this morning. I hope everyone is having a blessed day thus far. And before we start with our program, you know we always start off with prayer. And our subject today, we're going to be talking and dissecting the word on watchmen. So I hope you are tuned in. I hope you have your paper and pencils ready. So now we're going to have prayer. We're going to come on with the prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, for waking us up all this day, dear Heavenly Father, for strengthening us, for guiding us, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the word that you have given to us today, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the guests that we have on the air today, dear Heavenly Father, that will dissect this word today for us and make it clear to each and every person listening on the air today, dear Heavenly Father. So let it be something said this day that will help someone get closer on their way as they travel this Christian journey. In Jesus' precious holy name, amen and thank God. Carla, are you on the air?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. How are you doing this morning? Good morning. Good morning. Well, our caller must have hit the wrong. Good morning. Well, today we're going to be talking about Watchman on the Wall. But I figure our guest will be back. He probably got disconnected. So this morning on Watchman on the Wall, I know you all have been anticipating this topic this morning. I know you've been reading your scriptures during the week. And so today, we're talking about watchmen. And as I was studying the Word of God, I was reading about how watchmen came about in an ancient Israelite city. Often I would call her. Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Vandu.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and speak. We keep getting disconnected. So I have let everybody know today we have our call on the air, which is our guest, none other than Evangelist Richard Bryan. And he's going to be telling us and sharing today a little to you about the watchman on the wall. You can take over, Evangelist Bryan.
Yeah, well, praise be the Lord, everybody. We thank God for this opportunity just to say something to enlighten you or encourage your hearts at this time that we're living in, the days that we're living in, the hour that we're living in, and the minutes that we're living in. It's such a greatness to know who God is in our lives and to be stirred by the word of God. In this end time that we're living in, we must know the areas where God opened up to us, to areas that we need to know about and different areas we need to step in to upgrade our lives with God, to walk with God. God always sends an alarm to the people of God throughout the earth of through his timing and the coming of him. And look at certain scriptures in the Bible to line up what the end time was going to be like and what's happening now. And one of the scriptures we were looking at today was noticed that in Jeremiah 6 and 17, and when Jeremiah was speaking this, saying that also I set a watchman over you, saying, hearken. Hearken means listen to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. We live in a time now, people are not hearkening to the word of God. And that's as you send an alarm to the people of Israel, warning them about what's the end time or what's going to happen if they don't hearken unto God. When you don't hearken to God, that's you turning away from God. You're not listening to what he's saying. He always sends a warning. Warning comes before destruction. So God is letting us know of this time that we're living in. We cannot live we cannot live as the world. We got to live as God. God in us and we in him. We know we got to esteem the voice of God, to acknowledge God, because God, he's one that you have to extend in all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. There's a path that you have to follow. And you have to follow the path of God because he's sending alarm out to the world of his coming. Now, he said he sent a trumpet. This trumpet representing the word of God to go forth, to warn, to set everything in state of his coming. If you don't obey the word of God, you will miss the whole point of God's sending the word. The Bible says that heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. It has to be fulfilled. The word has to be fulfilled of God's destiny up on planet Earth. Everything here in Earth right now has to be lined up with the word of God. Other than that, people, you cannot serve God and then expect God to do what he wants to do in your life. And if you don't hearken to listening to what he's saying to you, you got to have a heart. You got to have a heart to hear. And he didn't send so much to the world to warn the world about what his timing of the coming of him, and things are going in the earth, and a lot of things have happened everywhere. There's death all around, and people wonder why people are dying. Well, we're living in the world of what's it called? This is the world of dying, but you got another world or another heaven. We would say heaven is a place of the living. This is where you're preparing. You cannot live. This is not your home. This earth is not your home. Heaven is your home. This is a place where you call the dressing up and preparing. And you must prepare to meet him. He always send warning to those in the earth. And I believe this is a time that we must hearken to the voice. We have to obey God's voice. If you don't know his voice, you wouldn't know him. You wouldn't know what's going on, what he would say to you. Now, it's a warning, always alarm, and you cannot live. You cannot live in sin and then expect God to do. But he wants you to be cleansed from sin, that you walk in the newness of him, that you be cleansed, and then you begin to know that there's God that wants to have a vessel, a clean vessel, meet for the master's use. The use is for his word to be used to you, a messenger, you which is one here in the earth that is saved, and you're born again. You are the messenger, or you are ambassadors of Christ to go into the world, talk to the lost out there that need to know about Jesus, of his presence in the earth, of his coming in the earth to alarm people that they cannot continue living like the world and expect God to come into their lives. You got to either turn away from the world and come all the way into God, that God begin to use you and begin to set his standard in your life. God's got laws. We have to obey the laws of God. We cannot exempt God's law. You got to be to the point that you follow his law. That's where you've been straight. It's almost like you entering at the straight gate. You got to get in the straight way. You can't go no other way. Many will enter in straight, but some will enter that narrow way. But broad way is the one that leads to destruction. But the enter in that narrow way and that straight way is the one you're getting to enter into heaven that way, because you're living like God tell you to live. And you cannot serve the mammon and serving God. You either love the one you love the best or draw to the one that you know is going to be secure. Now, God is Jesus. He's already explained his word to us now of his law. He done sent prophets that prophesied things for time, spoke about things of the timing of the Old Testament time and warning all the way up to the New Testament time. We will not have no excuse, because God sent a watchman. You got to realize that in the book of Hebrew, Paul spoke to the Hebrew people, that 13th chapter of Hebrew, when they began to tell them about that, have those that have rule over you, obey them that have rule over you, because they are the watchmen. What he's saying, that they are the watchmen of your soul. In other words, that they would have to give account of everything that you do here in the church world, as a plant, and here what you do for Christ and what you've done. They would have to give account of the day of judgment. They come, so they would have to let God know exactly how faithful that you was in the house of God. And you got to know that you were faithful to God. You got to know that you're serving the God, because they're the ones that's constantly crying out for you. The pastor, he's the one that's the watchman of you. He's the one that have to give account. In other words, he's praying for you, holding you up, and he's watching for you. He's watching for your soul. He's watching for what you do and how you perform and how you've been faithful to the house of God. And you would have to know, God would know exactly what you've done, being faithful to him, and he recognized that how good you've been to the servant of God. And God acknowledged that. And you cannot resent that. You cannot stay. You cannot get out of this unless you be obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You got to sacrifice. You got to be obey God. Obey them that have rule over you. They are the watchmen. They have to. And when you're in need, you go to them, and then they'll sit and talk with you. They'll take you in and be kind to you. But that's something that lots of people do. But it's a lot of pastors are falling. Because they're falling because they're not hearing. Because if they would hear, they would obey God. They would watch what they do. They would seek God more. They would be alarmed. They would be to the point their soul would be stirred. They can't sit still because of God's stirring them. And they begin to open up to God, and God begin to pull out in their spirit, that their spirit get back to the place where they was within God. Because if you get wrapped and tied up in other things, and you missing God, you're not obeying God, because you're not taking the time out with God. You have busy schedules. Put the busy schedule before God instead of putting God before the busy schedule, because he's first. You have to communicate with God. You have to talk to God. God has to talk to you what to feed his people. If you don't listen to the voice of God, you feed him anything that you want to do, but God, you got to listen to the voice of God, because God knows exactly what the people of the earth need. He knows exactly what the people of the church need. The church is where the churches right now are falling, because they do not have a watchman. A watchman is not watching for their soul, not being careful how they treat themselves, or what words they say out to a help that took that man, that woman, that child, that person that need help. They have to take the time out and let God minister to them. God must minister to the ministers of God. Minister to their soul. Minister the things they need. The anointing. Let the anointing come back upon. But when you take too much time out for yourself, don't give God time enough, you're missing all. You get weak in your areas. You get weak in your faith. You get weak in your hour. And if you're not watching, well, the enemy comes in to do one thing, that's to try to sift you as weak, to try to take everything out of you, and you get weak in your faith. You get weak to the point that you would know things that you wouldn't know how to say to people, not how to minister to them. You have to try to figure it out. But see, God, he's not to want you to figure it out, because he wants you to know him and be led by the Spirit of God, that you will hearken more to the voice of God, and then you'll know the voice of God, and then you'll obey the word of God, because it's a time that we must be watchmen. Watchmen always on, constantly watching everything, what's going on, seeking everything. And we just love to hear the voice of God, because he's the one leading us. He's the one that's opening up to us right now. And we know that everything that he has said from the beginning is happening in the world system. The system is wrapped up too much in the world is wrapped up too much in the system, and they're not in God. Because when you get wrapped in the system, you lose eyesight of God. Your mind is more on the things of the system than the things of God. They love the pleasures of the world than the pleasures of God. So we got to get out of the world system to get in the pleasures of God, because God gets the blessings of God and the pleasures of God, because God, he's a watchman. You going to say something, Sister Sadie? Go with the God, because God's word performs. So a person that's right now going through a dry spell, when you're going through a dry spell, there's something that's missing out of you. So you have to be refilled again. And that refilling is getting the word back into you, so you'll be stirred to the point that you'll be alarmed all the time. You watch, you be careful how you entertain or different people that you entertain with, different types of spirit that comes to you. If you're not watching, well, those spirits can either try to latch to you or try to get to you, but they cannot get in if you got the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is the keeper. But it would attack your outer shell, which is the flesh and do things in you, in your flesh that you don't want to do. But it depends on how you yield. If you yield to those types of spirits, they'll bring you down. They'll pull you out. That's why you're talking about the devil loves to sift you. He loves to sift the thing out of you and pull it out of you. He loves to sift things that you know that should not be coming out of you, but what voices are you listening to, or who are you listening to? Are you following somebody else, or are you following the Spirit of God? The Bible said many are led by the Spirit of God. There's many are led by the Spirit of the Son of God. So if you're led by the Spirit of God, you'll know exactly where you're going at, because God, he put everything in order for you to know him in the sight of him, because it's the hour that you must watch how you do things. You must watch even in your church. You must watch, be careful, because it's all types of people that comes in every church. Every church gets a different person come in. It's off the street somewhere, and they would be, if you have the discernment of the Spirit, you'll be able to watch. You'll be able to see. You'll see everything that's going on, and you'll be careful how you entertain, and you'll know God will put it in to the point that you begin to see some things in a person. But so that person right there has a problem, that you'd be able to be a help to them, because they are going through something. That's why God tells us to be careful how we entertain strangers, because we entertain angels unaware, because the stranger, we don't know about him until God shows about him, and when he shows us about him, he will open up to the things that he said he was. Now, we are in the book of Matthew, the fifth chapter of Matthew, was looking at the 18th verse, when Jesus was making this fulfilling of the law, and he was saying, "For verily, or truly, I say unto you," he was telling us, "For truly, or verily, truly means truly, He said, I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass. Did I let him know? For heaven and earth will pass. Or he said, one jot, one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law. Kill all being full. One, everything got to be fulfilled before heaven and earth will pass away. In other words, the word must do what it says it would do. The fulfillment of God's word will perform as you hear the word of God. It will open your eyes to see. It'll do the dressing up. And it will clarify everything that God's law. Jesus made this fulfillment of the law. The law must, everything must be fulfilled before Jesus come back. But everything has already been fulfilled. It's just a matter of timing. Because he has sent alarm out of the whole world today, across the nation, everywhere, that every human being on planet Earth would have opportunity to either accept him or reject him. He's sending messages out through the prophets. He's sending out through the evangelists. He's sending out through the pastors. He's sending out through the prophets. He sent them out to let you know of his coming, let you know for salvation is given to every man that wants, every man that hearken unto his voice and receive him to come out of sin, to come into God. The Lord would have to cleanse you. He would have to, and you would have to accept him, because you can't not go to heaven. No way a person can go to heaven unless they be born again. You got to be born again. Otherwise, you cannot even see the heaven. You cannot even see heaven. You must be born again. You got to be born of the, you got to be born of the water and of the spirit. Man has a spirit. Man has a soul. He lives in the body. The man in the spirit that has the soul. Soul, spirit goes to God. Body goes back where it comes from, which just come from the dust. Dust I are, dust I return. So you're made of the clay of the ground. So you end up, you stand before that great day of God. And that great day of God, you have to give account for everything that you've done in this mortal body here on planet Earth. No way you can escape so great a salvation. This is the opportunity that God is sending his word, send his word to his messenger, send his word to loan you. You must get your house in order. Your house must be in order. You cannot serve in the world and then trying to serve God at the same time. There's no way possible that you can serve God and then serve the world at the same time. And either one, you got to either hearken to one of the two. You got to make up in your mind. No one can make you be saved. That's had to be a will. You got a will inside of you. And that will is up to you. What do you want God to do? Or what area do you want this life coming to you? Or how you receive this life of God? One thing the world must do is repent. That's what God calls the world to do. But the Bible goes explicitly to the saints. The saints must know everything in this Bible is coincide. Everything that is said scripture from scripture lines up with everything in your life. This is the history. The Bible is the history of every human being on planet Earth. You must go the way, the Bible way. You must go the Bible completely. It hearkens. This is what God judges by. He judges by his word. Because his word is what us hearken and listening to his word, and we receive it, and we either reject it or receive it. That's what happened to the children of Israel, many of the children of Israel. Some rejected God. Some didn't hearken unto God. Some didn't want to listen to Moses. They didn't want to listen to Moses. And then they didn't want to listen to one to fulfill the law. They didn't want to listen to the prophets of old. But God always, word was still fulfilled. He said, many will come. Many will reject. Many will not listen. Many will not hear. Many will turn away. Many turn the deaf ear away. Many think they're getting by. Many think you don't get by, because this is the way that God has placed. Because one way or the other, you die here today or tomorrow. If you're not saved, go with the God. You would have to either go to that place called hell, because you're deceptive. and you reject it. Because it's sad when you die and then you miss the point and then you say, I want to be saved. It's too late then. It's time for you to make up your mind now, because God is sounding the trumpet more every day. He's sounding the trumpet for the lost. If you're lost, you need Jesus. You need him to come into your life. And there's no way you can escape this, because every person that takes his life, he already sinned. And I say, we take his life because God holds it responsible. Life, death, that's one of the things. Life and death is, death and life is in the power of the tongue. Your life lies in your tongue, how you speak, what you do, or how you think, what words that you say. But it's the watchman. The watchman is the pastor. We take it back to the pastor. He's the one that, he's a watchman. What do he do? He prays for you. When you're going through, he's steady praying for you. He's there holding you up daily before the Lord, that you don't miss the point, that God can save you, bring you out of what you in. And when you're going through, that pastor there praying for you, that first lady there praying for you, they're holding you up daily because they know what you're going through. They can feel that. And when they feel that, they're willing to sit down and talk with you and begin to say things that you know that you've been going through, that you need somebody to relate to you or relate to the Word of God. The Word will set you free. That's why the Word is here for us. That's why it's in the Bible says that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Well, he indeed because of the Word. The Word is a deed word. This Word right here is a deed. It's a deed to you. That's why. That's almost like you said, the real estate. He goes out and sells the house. The house is sold because after he sold the house, the deed. He gave the deed to him because he owned it. Well, God owned you. He owned you. He gave you his deed. And that's what you have to go by because he bought you. You don't own yourself no more. God paid the down payment for you. He's already sent the Son. The Son paid the down payment. So all you have to do is receive him, and you must obey him when you receive him in your life. God's transformed your life. You cannot be the same anymore. When God comes in, there's a fulfillment of God. God translates your mind. He regulates your mind and give you a new mind. And that's why he said, bear forth any man in Christ, you become a new species of God. Well, he's born of God. He's not of this world. You don't act like this world. But you're different because people look at your life. They know what your life was. And they change the things in your life, the things that you've been going through. They'll look at you and say, something about you is different. Well, because God came into your life. What did he do? He came in and transformed your heart. You got the godly love of God. You can get that agape love of God. That's a complete love of God. No more ill feelings. No, you can't hurt a person. That feeling, that hurt feeling can't be there no more because the love of God is in your heart. You can feel in love with God. And people feel that they talk about you, run you down, but you still have the love of God. That agape love is there because it won't hurt you, because you know that God is love, and love will cover mother to the fall. Love would do anything because that's what love do. Well, love manifests itself in it. That's why God, he's loved the world, and he so loved the world he gave his only begotten Son to God. His Son was that watch. He came into earth to watch. What did he watch? He watching souls that he can bring in, people that followed him wherever he went. Souls of people, little ones, children, they come just to hear the voice about the kingdom. The kingdom of earth, the kingdom of heaven. It's talking about what you must do, how you can get, and tell you all the things, the beatitudes. They speak beatitudes about what you must live by, how you to love your brother, not to hate your brother, not to have envy and strife. People wonder why they can't get the miracle. Well, if you got things in your heart, issues in your heart, you cannot expect God to do anything. If you got a hard heart, if you got a stone in your heart, that you need to be corrected out of your heart, and he, the Bible says he'll take the stony heart out to give you a heart of flesh. He'll take the old nature out and give you a new nature. Well, that new nature will be of God. You're walking in the footsteps of God. No more eyes and no more ears. It's going to be all about him. He is the one that's watching for you. He's keeping himself available for you. Every time you call on his name, he's there for you, and he watches over, and he watches over the needs. God, he's a God that needs. He's a God of supply. He supplies everything that you want, but you must listen to him. You must obey him to receive all these blessings of him. But if you don't listen to him, you cannot gain nothing. and you got loved ones, and you want God to save your loved ones, well, if you hearken unto God, listen what he says about your loved one. Your loved ones, that he know what your loved ones are, but he know what they're going through. Because he said, now you was in the same, you was in the same way they were before you come to me. You was lost. You didn't know about me. You didn't know my presence. But when you begin to hearken unto me, when you begin to start to praying before me, and you begin to say words to me, and I was saying words back to you, that's what God was speaking back to you. He talks to you. He talked to you in a little audible voice, or he talked to you through his word. His word comes, and you listen to his word. Well, he do something to you, and then all at once things start changing. Your family sees something changing. You be that model role for your family. You draw your family in because you walk and you listen to what God's saying out of your spirit to you. He begins to speak things out of you to the people. The people begin to listen. And the next thing, they fall in love. What a love of words fall out of your mouth into the heart. That's almost like a seed that's planted in the person's heart. And that person, that seed began to sow. Because the Bible said that one taking plant, one taking water, and God, he turns around and he gives that increase. Well, that increase comes from God. And what God do is draw your love on, because you're saved. You're born again. And the glory of God being upon you, well, you're in that path of, you're watching for them. You is a watchman for them. You're seeing what things have happened. And God began to do what he said he would do for them. He bring them in. Some that may go on into all kinds of diseases, all in the land. But God, some way God, he comes in to heal. Well, he sent his word. People hearken unto the word. They begin to listen. And they begin to watch the miracles of God. What miracles come? Because people believe what miracles are. Because God, he is a miracle. God, Jesus was the one to turn water into wine. That was the first miracle that he done. What he was showing the disciples, or showing the people what it works because of the words that he spoke. He spoke with authority. You are a children of God. Always remember, speak with authority. Because you have authority over the works of the devil. God give you power over him that you be able to, he said, behold, I tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over the powers of the enemy shall nothing by enemy hurt you. Otherwise, that's in Luke 10:19 to tell you about that. He tell you about all the things that he said he would do if thou would hearken. In other words, listen to the voice of God. Let not your ears be dull. Open thy ears of the heart. Let the word go in. Let the word correct. Let the word be as God called you to be. Be sons of Zion. Be daughters of Zion. Be great leaders of God. Men of God everywhere. Hearken unto the Lord of God. Time is running short. It's time to hearken unto the voice of God. Be not dull in your ears, but pray. Seek God. That God will give you depths of the earth. He put his word more in you, that come forth out of you the signs of wonder that the devil cannot be able to uproot you, that you be strong, be of great courage for God, because God got you where he wants you at. Now, the enemy knows that, and surely he listening. The enemy, he's listening. He's very attentive to listen. If he's very attentive to listen, you should be very attentive to listen to the voice of God, because God talks. When he talks with authority. He will not back. He don't back down from his word. His word will accomplish what he's saying. That's what he's talking about. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not. This word shall not pass away. But it's until the fullness of time. This is the fullness of time. God is waking. He wants to stir the saints up. The people everywhere that's going through trials after trial, tests after test. But you're going through it for a reason. But be steadfast, unworkable. Move it to God. Be strong, but don't let the enemy do nothing to harm you. But you stand still and see God's word. Be alarm all the time. Watch.
Yes,
you going to say something to say?
Yes. Man of God, as you were speaking, and I was going from scripture to scripture, and as the Lord revealed to me some scriptures, and there are many references in the Bible to these, talking about the watchman, a physical threat. And I had turned over to Ezekiel, and it was saying Ezekiel, however, was appointed by the Lord to be a watchman for God's people in a spiritual sense. and that God made Ezekiel a spiritual watchman, watching over the lives and the souls of his own people.
Yes.
And for those that was taking notes, as the man of God was speaking and giving us scriptures, you'll find that in Ezekiel, the third chapter, the 16th to the 21st verse. And the Lord also was saying to Ezekiel that I'll appoint you a watchman for the house of Israel.
Uh-huh.
And Ezekiel's responsibility was a twofold. He was to warn the righteous of the danger and falling away from God and doing evil. And he was to warn the wicked about the ultimate fate awaiting them if they did not turn from their wicked ways. And, you know, as you were speaking, as we go further in the scripture, it says Ezekiel charged as watchman was to either warn the people to turn from wickedness to the Lord or encourage them to continue to live righteously. As you were saying, when God gave the pastor, the watchman, over our soul. Ooh,
yeah.
That was, as I was reading that and listening to you, that is so awesome. You know, you just go on, man of God. I just wanted to inject a little bit. I'm going to let you go on.
What you were saying, man, I was, even though you were saying in the sixth chapter of, the third chapter.
The third chapter, Ezekiel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're talking about the Son of Man. I have made thee a watchman. He said, I have made him a watchman. In other words, he made a man a watchman over the people of Israel. Well, he was warning them. And at times God put a pastor, he's a watchman.
Mm-hmm.
He's a watchman over the soul of the people of the church, the people that are born again. And he would have to give account for the things that go along in this church.
Mm-hmm.
He's responsible for everything that goes on because he's a watchman there.
Right.
And he got to give account for those that are lost, those that go out of the church and those that fell away from the church. His hand, he got to watch, he got to go out and see about that one. He got to bring that one back in, or God holds him responsible because he's responsible how he feeds the people.
Mm-hmm.
People must have the right words to sustain them, to build them, to encourage them, to build them to the point that they'd be standing on the promise of what God give unto him to feed the people, to build their confidence in God. There's a time the people that they hear sermons, but the sermons they hear, sometimes they wonder why they preach them over. Well, the reason they preach them over is because you ain't got it.
Mm-hmm.
Until you
that's
get
so
it,
true.
That's when.
That
until
so
you got to preach it over and over
mm-hmm.
and over until you get it. That's why God lead right back to it and preach it over again. But you haven't got it because if you really had it, you would be better than what you are. But you ain't better than what you are. You're back in the same mold. That's almost like you're going. That's almost like you're saying the word go in the ear, but it goes out of the other ear.
Mm-hmm.
You're not. Otherwise, it catch into your spirit. It's got to catch into the spirit. Because to get in the spirit, it's seasoned in the spirit. That way you'll know the difference. That way you building up on that seed. That seed was planted inside of you. That word went all the way down the course of your soul. And it's planted down into the soul. The soul expands because it hears. That's why he said, so then faith coming. That's faith coming by hearing. He's hearing the word. The words are getting more upgraded in you, get more depths of the word, and way that God would open it up, and it opens up so that you can hear it clear enough that you would obey. You obey it and alarm it. You'd be at alarm that you'd be watchful how you know when the enemy come in, you'll know exactly what to say against the enemy. That's why he wants to feed us the most that we will stand and not be moved by what we hear. Because if you move by what you hear, well, you're not really sound. That's almost like you said, like a sound came from heaven. And it's filled. What it do? It filled the house. It filled your house with fullness of God. In other words, the word came all the way from heaven, and it went all the way into the course of a human body. And it was how the body was quickened. Well, it was a quickened mouth. The word quickened the mortal body and brought it alive because the body was dead to sin. But sin was defeated by the word. The word came in and no longer you can serve sin and serve God. You got to serve God with honesty. And God looketh on honesty out of you. You got to serve him because he's the servant. He is the one of your life. He's the one got everything registered, or he got a booklet of everything that you done in lifetime in this planet, or what's going on right now, everything that's going on right now. He got everything in order. But the person that has this word, if he hearken, if he do what it says to do, it'll take him from earth to glory. If he walk right into what the word, if it'll keep you in order with you, you don't have to try to get out of line. You don't have to try to show somebody that you saved. You'll live just like the Bible tell you don't, and his word will come out of you. His word will overshadow you. His word will be wonderful over you. Well, you do some things that other people didn't know that was possible that you can do. But God, that's the way God works. Mm-hmm. He works the way how you give yourself over to him. So you got to give yourself to him. You don't own yourself, but you got to give your life more to him that he can expand your life, that he'll do things in your life that you will be able to stand and be steadfast, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord. Let the Lord work in you, not you try to work in the Lord, but the Lord work in you, because God will work it out with you, because he know how to do you, because if you yield to him, he'll open up your eyes to see things that you can't see. That's why he said, it is written, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have entered into the heart the things that God got prepared for them that love him. Now, you love God that much, you give your life to him, you obey God, and you'll be a watchman, or you'll be watch what you do. You watch the things that you do, or the words that you say out of your mouth. You can say words out of your mouth you didn't know you said them out. So your words goes out. They cannot come back because they already said. They always they will not come back void. They will accomplish what they set out because how you talk. You can put yourself in prison by words. Words plays the biggest part of the society. Words plays the biggest part of God's word. Because he said, in the beginning was the word.
Yes,
and the word was with God, and the word was God, the same in the beginning with God. So if it's in the beginning, I mean, the word started from the beginning. Because he said he created heaven and earth. Through the beginning. Oh, glory to God.
That's glory to God.
Yeah, that's plain enough to show that that's God's word.
That's
it. What we say. We talk his word enough. It does exactly what it said. It will not come back void, but it's going to do because it goes where it goes. It goes wherever you said it.
Yes.
Wherever word you send, wherever it goes, it do exactly what it says. That's God's promise. That's why I was saying about that in the book of Matthew, was talking about that heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not. That's amazing what he's talking about. Jesus made a statement. He made that statement to that he made it to the children. Well, the disciples was with him at that time. He was explaining something to them, and that was almost when he was dealing with a tree at that time and telling them about that fig tree. Explain that to him about that fig tree, and knowing that fig tree told them that that tree will not produce anything on it, because he know what his word would do, because he was God in the suit, which is that he was God manifested in the flesh, so he know exactly how to talk to, because he know how to, since he had power over nature.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the things that he showed the disciples, that he had power over that tree. And he's left an example for you and I that we have power over nature. Because if you're full of him, you can speak anything and it will form out of your mouth. You can say something automatically, it'll happen. You can say something negative so quick and it'll happen so speedy, because your word has the biggest part of your life is the words that you say. If you're saying negative all the time, negative will come out of your mouth all the time instead of saying positive. You're a positive. If you live in God's realm, you should say God's word. Say the world's word, because the world is always to the point that you just be like the world. So you're born in this world, but you was brought up in another nature. Before you come to God, you was a lost being.
Mm-hmm.
But when God came into your life, you become a new being. You become a new species of God, no longer of the world. You're born different. You was once lost, but now you're found. Well, you're found in the Word. The Word found you. You defined the Word. The Word found you out of your calamity. It stepped right in the midst of that and brought something back to your remembrance of where you used to be at. You no longer that. You done grown into God. Now God is upgrading you in your faith, and you more reaching out more for God. God is steady. Let His Word flow like rivers of living water. The water that's flowing out of you now, you saying things that you didn't know you could possibly say. You used to be afraid. You used to be timid. God now giving you boldness. Now you speak what thus says the Lord. Now God has changed the frame of your mind. Your mind is not out of this world, but your mind is of God. Oh, glory to God. That's something about God's power.
Yes.
Spreading throughout the earth. He gives us power inside of us. We can just overcome everything in our life. And we just walk in Word. Just, we just live the Word. That's why He said, man shall not live by bread alone. But every
that's
word,
right.
It's the way every word proceeds out of the mouth of God. So we live by the Word. The Word.
That's right.
And you got to end it. You have to eat the whole roll. You can't eat part of the roll. You got to eat
it all.
You can't eat half of the loaf. You got to eat the whole roll.
That's right. Evangelist. Brian, I have enjoyed the Word and the message today. We have even exceeded our time. So I think for next week's show, I think I'm going to increase into an hour instead of 45 minutes. That way we can have that extra time. Because God is so good, the Word is richer every week, that we dissect this Word and go further in the Word. And I thank you so much for being my special guest today. And I hope that the listening audience that was on Blog Talk this morning, or when they tune in sometime today, that the topic Watchman would really touch their soul. And when they get through hearing the scriptures and the Word of God that you have put on the inside of you, that you are sharing with people throughout the world, that they will know what thus saith the Lord.
Yeah.
And next week, our topic is going to be on shepherd. And so I hope my listening audience will tune in next week, talking on shepherd. And until next week, joy and peace. Just want to say thank you so much, Evangelist Brian, for coming on, sharing with the audience today. And until next week, at 10 o'clock to 10, no, from 10 to 11 next week, may God richly bless and prosper you all this week. And until we meet again, love and peace be with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much, Evangelist Brian, for coming on to be my special guest. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. God bless. Be there.